I'm joined over the phone now by AEW superstar Willow Nightingale. Howdy, Willow. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to another fantastic Dynamite in Indianapolis and looking forward to getting to see you there as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the match that I personally have, but I think it's pretty stacked card, so I'm looking forward to watching the other matches as well.
Yeah, and talking about Willow Nightingale here, tell us a little bit about how you got into wrestling and then kind of how you transitioned into AEW.
So I've been wrestling for like 9 years at this point. I've been a wrestling fan since I was a kid, so it really did come from like a place of love and passion when I decided to start. But I went to school in Boston for about a year at Northeastern University. I couldn't really afford it, so I dropped out. And while that, at the time, felt kind of like a earth-shattering, end-of-the-world kind of moment, it really led me to pursue my pro wrestling career. So I'm really grateful that that happened because I was an independent wrestler for years, hustling, you know, trying to do the independent circuit. A lot of times I would hop into a car with a bunch of other wrestlers, like, squeeze into the back seat, and we travel for hours all over the place. You know, I've even wrestled here in Indianapolis, where we're doing Dynamite this week, and I think that was like a 10-hour car ride. But you do it because you love it. And after years and years of doing that, you know, AEW started reaching out to me about coming in to do some work here and there. And eventually, I guess I wowed them enough, they gave me a job. And now I'm thriving here.
Yeah, and while you were under or in the process of proving yourself to AEW, you had the chance to wrestle overseas or for an overseas company, and you won yourself a pretty major title with the New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes, so I actually, last year in Long Beach, California, New Japan was holding a mini tournament for the New Japan Strong Women's Championship, and this was to be the inaugural champ, and it was myself, Momo Kogu, Stephanie Vaquer, and Mercedes Moné, and all four of us came in representing our respective companies. At the time, Mercedes was representing New Japan, Momo Stardom, and Stephanie CMLL, while I was fortunate enough to represent AEW here, and I took home the championship. And that is one of the highlights of my career. I've really felt privileged to be able to represent our company, but then my own kind of sense of personal fulfillment in winning the championship. Yeah.
Yeah. And as we're talking about AEW, last week, anybody who watched Dynamite saw Julia Hart and Brodie King come out and attack Adam Copeland after his match. You came out and saved him, which eventually led to you going back to talk to Adam. And of course, Stokely demanded a TNT championship match at Dynamite this week. But that's not how this turned out.
Yeah. I mean, as fun as it would be to be the TNT champion, you know, be the first ever woman TNT championship, that's not the way it works in our world. And to wrestle Edge would be, I mean, Adam Copeland would be awesome. But I think we're much better as tag partners. Hopefully that's how it'll play out.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Adam Copeland team up to take on Brodie King and Julia Hart. I've watched Adam for many, many years when he was with the other company there. But I'm excited that he is in AEW, and I'm excited to finally get to see him wrestle in person and to get to see you wrestle in person as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it should be a good night, because we also have, like, we've got Will Ospreay and Claudio wrestling each other, who's somebody both of them have been huge fans of for a while. So between that, we've got Mox. Speaking of holding international gold, Moxley just won the IWGP championship. So he's been putting in the work with our partners over at New Japan, and he's going to come over and chat about that. So we have a lot of fun stuff lined up.
Yeah, it's always a fantastic show anytime AEW comes to Indianapolis. And looking at this card, it definitely doesn't fail again this year. Now, Willow, I know we're talking a little bit about Dynamite and your tag match, but that's not the only thing that is on the horizon for Willow. You have a TBS championship match against Julia Hart at Dynasty this weekend.
Yeah, I know we were making a little bit of jokes about me walking home the TNT champion, but I do have very, very serious plans to walk out this weekend and hopefully have my suitcase a little bit heavier with TBS championship in hand, you know? So Julia is somebody I've wrestled at this point a few times in tag matches, and we've had two singles matches, and unfortunately both times I walked away with the loss. Just like in life, in wrestling, every experience, you either walk away with the win or you walk away with a new with new knowledge. So every single time I've wrestled her, I've learned about her, learned about the way she wrestles, learned about the way she thinks, and hopefully I can use that this Sunday and pick apart her game and walk out the better woman.
I'm definitely hoping so, and I know a couple weeks ago on Dynamite, you were cutting an absolutely beautiful promo. I felt the passion that you had in that promo, and it got interrupted by Mercedes Moné saying it doesn't matter who wins at Dynasty, she's the next opponent. But Julia Hart nor yourself can be overlooked, so both of you have to be on your game. But is the thought of Mercedes kind of going to be in the back of your head this Sunday?
I mean, Mercedes has been in the back of my head since she joined AEW. I mean, she came in and was immediately plopped right at the top of the food chain, and everyone in the locker room wants that spot. We all want to be the best, and the way that you do that is by putting yourself against the best. And so, of course, I want to be the TBS champion. I want to be somebody who can hold gold, that will physically prove, hey, I'm the top of the line, but to be able to put myself, fingers crossed, you know, to be able to put myself against her and put myself to that test, I think really sets the bar to a new level.
Now, I know over the past several months, you have kind of been teaming with Chris Statlander, and Stokely Hathaway's kind of been trying to poke his head into your guys' business. Have you turned Stokely into the bubbly personality person yet?
You know, I do have a lot of power in helping energize a room or put smiles on faces. Stokely is a tough nut to crack, though. So I think a little bit, I've put a little bit of extra pep in his step. You know, I've taught him to look on the bright side of things a little bit. But he is a unique character in in the way he approaches things. He's sometimes a little bit of a curmudgeon. You know, winning is the most important thing to him. So sometimes the smiles, he's like, it's time to put them to the side. So he does give me a little bit more of a competitive edge, which I appreciate him teaching me. But you know, there's only so much you can work with Stokely and turn him into a smiling, bubbly person.
Well,
Statlander, on the other hand.
Oh, go ahead.
Statlander, on the other hand, she's been, I've known her for years. I've known her since we were both independent wrestlers in Long Island. And she is probably one of the hardest working people I know, just extremely athletic, extremely talented. And I think through us teaming together, she's been able to let that fun side really show and let that be the forefront of what we do. So even if Stokely can't get on board and laugh and joke, you know, we will always keep nudging him in the shoulder and saying, hey, have a good time. Don't forget to have a good time.
Yeah, and I think if you two keep it up, eventually he's going to break and start smiling. He wants to smile. You can tell it. He wants to have fun, but he's trying to stay Stokely. So hopefully you two can keep working on him and get him to release that bubbly side.
fingers crossed, right? We can only try.
Yes. Willow, one last question here for you. I know you are super busy with everything going on around Dynamite. What does the future look like for Willow Nightingale?
So this far in my wrestling career, I think spent a lot of time trying to convince other people as well as myself that I deserve to kind of be in the position that I now am. Somebody who is in line for a championship, who's being put in these matches with like our top stars, who can really help push the company forward. And I think in the past year or so, I have proven that to myself and other people. And so at this point now, I just have to do it. I just have to try and win the championship, move forward, carrying all that hard work and also good vibes with me, for the sake of myself and trying to spread goodness all around. But now I also am like, okay, I've fingers crossed we'll walk out a champion. How do I continue moving ahead? What's the next step? I think continuing wrestling on pay-per-view. We have All In that I didn't get to wrestle in on last year. So for me, that's a big goal. And just keep making AEW as great as possible.
Well, you know, your tag partner for Dynamite said AEW is where the best wrestlers come to wrestle. And I think you are one of the shining stars of AEW who proves that AEW is the place to be.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, Willow, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to talk with me for a few minutes. I greatly appreciate it, and I am looking forward to seeing you and Adam pick up the victory at Dynamite.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk again soon, Willow. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.